Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. Malaysia's Prime Minister has announced Cambodian and Thai leaders have agreed to end border skirmishes. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Anwar Ibrahim, who chaired the talks as head of the ASEAN regional bloc, says both sides have reached a common understanding to take steps to return to normalcy from midnight of July 28.
Prime Minister Hun Manet and Acting Prime Minister Pomtan Wichayachai have expressed their positions and willingness to immediate ceasefire and return to normalcy.
The fighting, which began last Thursday after a landmine explosion injured Thai soldiers, has killed at least 35 people and displaced over 260,000. Both countries had recalled their ambassadors, and Thailand had closed border crossings with Cambodia. The Monday meeting follows direct pressure from US President Donald Trump. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A manhunt is underway after a couple in Arkansas were killed while out hiking with their two daughters. AP's Jennifer King.
Arkansas State Police identified Clinton David Brink and his wife Kristen Amanda Brink as the couple who were found dead Saturday on a trail at Devil's Den State Park in a double homicide. Their two daughters, ages 7 and 9, were not hurt. Investigators are looking for a suspect described as a white male who was seen driving towards a park exit in a black four-door sedan with a license plate partly covered by tape. The car may have been traveling on Arkansas State Highway 170 or State Highway 220 near the park. Rangers have stepped up patrols and police are asking the public to review any videos or photos from the park area south of Fayetteville. I'm Jennifer King.
Georgia Republican Mike Collins says that he'll join the field challenging Democratic U.S. Senator John Ossoff in the state the GOP has named as their top target to add a Senate seat in 2026. This is AP News. The U.S. and EU have reached a tariff deal. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The tariff straight across for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across tariff of 15%.
President Trump says the agreement averts a trade war that could have sent shockwaves through economies around the world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the deal rebalances the trade relationship between the U.S. and EU.
We wanted to do it in a way that trade goes on between the two of us across the Atlantic, because the two biggest economies should have a good trade flow between us. And I think we hit exactly the point we wanted to find.
Trump had set Friday as the deadline for reaching a deal before imposing stiff tariffs on the EU's 27 member countries. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Haya Panjwani. AP News.
Just about 6 months have passed in President Donald Trump's second term, and there are some warning signs for him in the latest AP NORC polling data. Typically, presidents begin a new term with stronger numbers that fade over time. Trump came in with a low rating, around 40%, that has stayed fairly steady. The same goes for how Americans rate him on his handling of most issues. There is one big exception, immigration. In March, about half of U.S. adults approved of his handling of immigration, making one of his signature issues a relative strength. But the latest AP NORC poll conducted in July found his approval on immigration at 43%, which is in line with his overall approval rating. His approval rating on the economy, which has also been a strength for him in the past, is also low. But it's not all bad news for Trump, because the data shows that he is still strong with his conservative base. We talked to some Trump voters who said that even if they don't love everything he's doing, they're still behind him. That's reflected in the fact that the vast majority of Republicans still think he's doing a good job as president.
Questions over Jeffrey Epstein continue to dog President Trump, including in Scotland at his Turnberry Golf Club.
Mr. Trump, can you escape the Jeffrey Epstein crisis?
Besides golf, Trump was in Europe for meetings with world leaders and trade talks, but Epstein was the big question. One reporter asking whether he was briefed on his name appearing in the files.
No, I was never briefed, no.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche spent 2 days questioning Epstein's former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's in prison for sex trafficking.
I don't know anything about the conversation. I haven't really been following it. A lot of people are asking me about pardons. Obviously, this is no time to be talking about pardons.
Epstein and Trump were friendly until a falling out. The disgraced financier killed himself in jail awaiting trial. I'm Julie Walker.
Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, wrapped up 2 days of questioning with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. Maxwell was convicted and is serving a 20-year sentence for recruiting and grooming girls to be sexually abused by Epstein. David Marcus is Maxwell's attorney.
She literally answered every question. She didn't say, you know what, don't ask me that. I'm not going to talk about this person. She was asked maybe about 100 different people. She answered questions about everybody. And she didn't hold anything back.
In Scotland, President Trump says he has nothing to say about it.
I don't know anything about the conversation. I haven't really been following it. A lot of people are asking me about pardons. Obviously, this is no time to be talking about pardons.
The president says he was never briefed about his name being in the Epstein file.
You're making a very big thing over something that's not a big thing.
The president claims he cut off the Epstein relationship long ago. A judge is blocking President Trump's birthright citizenship restrictions. This is the third court ruling blocking the birthright order nationwide since a Supreme Court decision last month. The high court ruled lower courts generally can't issue nationwide injunctions, but didn't rule out other court orders that could have nationwide effects. The president wants to end birthright citizenship for children of parents who are in the country illegally. A federal judge in Boston ruled a nationwide injunction granted to more than a dozen states remains in effect under an exception to the Supreme Court ruling. States have argued the president's order is blatantly unconstitutional and threatens millions of dollars for health insurance services that are contingent on citizenship status. The issue is expected to move quickly back to the Supreme Court, which did not decide whether the underlying citizenship order is constitutional. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration is releasing billions of dollars in grants to schools for adult literacy, English language instruction, and other programs that was withheld even after Congress had already appropriated the money this year. The Trump administration withheld over $6 billion in funding on July 1st as part of a review to ensure spending aligned with the White House's priorities. Last week, the Education Department said it would release $1.3 billion of the money for after-school programs after 10 Republican senators sent a letter imploring the administration to allow frozen education money to be released. The department now says that the Office of Management and Budget had completed its review of the programs in question and will begin sending the rest of the money to states next week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Coldplay Jumbotron drama involving a CEO embracing his head of HR, both married to other people, expands. That was Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. Now his ex-wife is getting in on the viral moment.
I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. I've been hired on a very temporary basis to speak on behalf of the 300-plus employees at Astronomer.
As the actress speaks, a caption under her basically pokes fun at the controversy.
Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions over the last few days.
She doesn't answer the burning questions, but says Astronomer is getting back to the business of tech. Meanwhile, CEO Andy Byron and human resource executive Kristen Cabot both resigned. It's always hot in the summer in the Southeast, but even by the standards of Florida and the Carolinas, the steamy heat wave is a little extreme. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
There is a corridor of 100-plus degrees temperatures, but again, it's with that humidity, those heat index values are going to be 110 or higher.
He says Sunday into Monday will be brutal.
Basically, 126 million people either affected by an extreme heat warning or a heat advisory.
Hurley says relief in the form of the cold front is in sight.
At least here in the east of the Great Divide, by the time we get to the latter part of next week. And that'll bring a lot of relief to a lot of areas, eventually even working its way into the southeastern United States.
He says until then, the heat is on. 11 people were stabbed at the Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan Saturday, with shoppers, including one with a gun, subduing the suspect. Sheriff Michael Shea says 42-year-old Bradford James Gilley was taken into custody.
Requested charges will be as follows. One count of terrorism, 11 counts of assault with intent to murder, Mr. Gilley's history shows prior assaultive incidents as well as controlled substance violations. A motive has not yet been determined.
Prosecutor Noelle Mogenberg explains that terrorism charge.
We believe in some ways done to affect the entire community, to put fear in the entire community and to change how maybe we operate on a daily basis. And so that is why we're looking at that terrorism charge.
Officials say 10 patients remain in the hospital, 2 in serious condition. I'm Julie Walker. Authorities in Kansas City, Kansas, say a sheriff's deputy has died after being shot multiple times while responding to a domestic disturbance call. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reports 34-year-old Wyandotte County Deputy Elijah Ming and a Kansas City, Kansas police officer were approaching a home Saturday afternoon when a 38-year-old man inside opened fire. The KBI said a woman living there called law enforcement. She said she felt unsafe and wanted to move out, and the man threatened friends with a firearm when they tried to help her. Ming died after being taken to a hospital. The man surrendered after about an hour standoff. I'm Julie Walker.
The Chief House Sergeant-at-Arms Laurie Hodapp says the man was found disrobed in a Senate chamber late Friday night, making comments indicating he thought he was governor. Hodapp says Capitol Security responded immediately, and the man was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. When it was determined he wasn't a threat to others, he was released. But investigators say he returned to the Capitol grounds early Saturday morning. The man had an active probation violation warrant from Wisconsin on his record, but it did not initially allow for his transfer. Authorities say there's no indication he broke into the Capitol. The incident came just 6 weeks after the fatal shooting of former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman. Authorities say several passengers slid down an emergency slide of a smoking jet at Denver International Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration says American Airlines Flight 3023 reported the incident during its departure from Denver Saturday afternoon. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 was headed to Miami. One passenger tells KUSA-TV there was a big bang as the jet was increasing speed on the runway to take off, causing the pilot to hit the brakes. Airport officials say one passenger was injured and taken to a medical facility for treatment. I'm Mike Hempen.
2 flight attendants were hurt and passengers frightened when a Southwest flight from Burbank to Las Vegas Friday plunged to avoid a mid-air collision. Passenger Caitlin Birdie spoke with Fox News Digital.
Within 2 seconds, it felt like the ride Tower of Terror where we fell. I mean, it felt like 20, 30 feet in the air, and the screaming. It was terrifying. We really thought we were plummeting to a plane crash.
FlightAware data shows it dropped nearly 300 feet in 36 seconds.
The flight attendant had hit her head. It felt like we were flying in the air. And the pilot came on and he told us that we almost collided with another plane.
Southwest said the crew responded to 2 alerts that required the pilot to climb then descend. I'm Julie Walker.
Muslim leaders have stepped up their efforts to keep their sacred spaces and community members safe. This follows a spate of vandalism reports at mosques in Texas and California. Many American Muslims say the Israel-Hamas war has made their life very difficult. The images of death, destruction, and ongoing starvation in Gaza have taken a toll, as has a rise in anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian bigotry in the U.S. The Council on American-Islamic Relations says nationally its offices received nearly 8,700 complaints last year. That's the highest number since 1996. Employment discrimination was the most common complaint. I'm Mike Hempen.
An Alabama state judge has ordered a mental health evaluation for a man on death row. The judge has temporarily stayed the August 21st execution of David Lee Roberts to evaluate whether the man is too mentally ill to be put to death. The judge says it needs to be determined whether Lee Roberts has a rational understanding of what is to happen to him. Roberts' attorneys say he's been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, hears voices, and is delusional. They say he recently tried to burn off his tattoos, believing they were controlling him. two funeral homes allegedly gave grieving parents their deceased son's brain in a box. The parents, Lawrence and Abby Butler, discovered the issue after picking up their son, Timothy Garlington's belongings, from a Pennsylvania funeral home. After Garlington's death in 2023, the Butlers had his remains shipped from one funeral home in Georgia to another in Pennsylvania. Their attorney said that the box was unlabeled and began leaking fluid several days later. The Butlers were told by the Georgia funeral home that it was a mistake. The lawsuit claims negligence and emotional distress. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Police in Tallahassee, Florida, arrested a man working as a Chuck E. Cheese mascot while he was wearing the iconic character costume, fuzzy mask and all. A woman called police to report that someone was using her child support Visa debit card, which she hadn't seen since a visit to Chuck E. Cheese in late June. Charges to the card were made at a smoke shop, grocery store, and a Whataburger. The woman tracked down the suspect by going to the grocery store and viewing surveillance footage. She recognized the man from Chuck E. Cheese. Photos from bystanders show an officer removing the man's mask with its gray fur, exaggerated ears, and perpetual smile, and placing it on a police vehicle. He's now charged with using the stolen credit card. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lori Vallow Daybell, the mother with doomsday religious beliefs, has been sentenced to two consecutive life sentences. It's the end of a legal saga for Vallow Daybell, who claimed evil spirits possessed people in her life. In Arizona, Vallow Daybell was convicted of conspiring to murder her estranged husband, Charles Vallow, and her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Beaudreau. Charles's brother testified in court ahead of the sentencing.
She's not some misunderstood woman. She's not some grief-stricken mother. She's not a victim of this story. She wrote her own disgusting make-believe story, and she wrote it in blood.
Charles Vallow was fatally shot while Beaudreau survived. Vallow Daybell made a self-defense argument at her trial over Vallow's death. She's already serving life sentences in Idaho in the killings of her two youngest children and a romantic rival. I'm Haya Panjwani.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Kulbaugh. Ichiro Suzuki became the first Japanese-born player to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday in Cooperstown. The former AL MVP and 10-time All-Star outfielder fell one vote shy of becoming the second unanimous selection and took a jab at the unidentified sports writer who didn't vote for him during the ceremony.
The offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
Suzuki was joined by CeCe Sabathia, a 6-time All-Star who won the 2007 AL Cy Young Award, and relief pitcher Billy Wagner. Dave Parker and Dick Allen were honored posthumously. On the field, Alex Bregman blasted a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 5th inning to help the Red Sox capture the rubber match of a 3-game series against the Dodgers with a 4-3 win.
I believe when we play at a high level that we can play with anybody.
In cycling, Tadej Pogačar won his 2nd straight and 4th overall Tour de France title. Bubba Wallace became the first black driver to win a major race on Indianapolis Motor Speedway's 2.5-mile oval in the Brickyard 400. Kurt Kitayama won golf's 3M Open, and Commanders receiver Terry McLaurin ended his 4-day holdout. Tadej Pogačar has won the Tour de France for a 2nd straight year.
I want to enjoy this moment in Paris with a yellow jersey.
The race was all but won for the 26-year-old cycling star from Slovenia, who risked oil-slick wet roads anyway in attempt to win the 21st and final stage on Sunday in Paris.
For now, I don't want to speak about what went wrong.
Pogačar finished 4th in the stage on the famed Champs-Élysées, but still clinched his 4th Tour title to further cement his place among cycling's greats.
I can finish the career and I will be happy with what I achieved.
2-time Tour champion Jonas Vingegaard was overall runner-up, and Florian Lipovits was 3rd for his first major race podium. The NFL is fining about 100 players and 24 club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value, a person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press. The person said the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next 2 Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
The vendors who work at Boston's Fenway Park have gone on strike. Local 26 of the Massachusetts and Rhode Island Hotel, Casino, Airport, and Food Services Workers Union went on strike at noon Friday. In a social media post, the union says it's asking for living wages, guardrails on technology, and RESPECT. It's believed to be the first union walkout in the ballpark's 113-year history. An Aramark spokesperson says the company has bargained in good faith and is disappointed the union rejected its final offer. The Red Sox say Aramark has implemented its contingency staffing plans, and fans can expect a full and uninterrupted ballpark experience this weekend. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street as they capped off another winning week. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% to set an all-time high Friday, the fifth time it did so this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 208 points, it's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2%. Deckers rose 11.3%. The company behind UGG boots and Hoka shoes reported better profit for the spring than the market was expecting. That helped offset a sharp drop for Intel. The struggling chip company said it would cut thousands of jobs as it tries to turn around its fortunes. Intel gave back 8.5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There was a lot of paddling and a fair amount of barking going on at the UK Dog Surfing Championship, where a whippet named Margot and her human, Carl Barnes, won the contest. While not technically surfing, it was more like paddleboarding, with the dogs decked out in swimwear and life jackets along for the ride. Mark Reeves is the organizer.
We love dogs and we don't want them to be stressed or anything like that. So we've got a vet over there. We've got a dog behaviorist that trains dogs every Sunday at our surf school.
Three world records were broken according to Guinness World Records, including fastest 50-meter sprint on a paddleboard and the number of dogs taking part in the 50-meter paddleboard race, plus the most dogs on a giant paddleboard. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli strikes have killed dozens of Palestinians, health officials in Gaza say, a day after Israel eased aid restrictions due to a worsening humanitarian crisis. The territory's health ministry adds 14 Palestinians have died of malnutrition-related causes in the Gaza Strip in the past 24 hours. They include two children, bringing the total deaths among children from causes related to malnutrition in Gaza to 88 since the war started in October 7, 2023. Israel on Sunday announced a pause in military operations in certain areas for 10 hours daily to improve aid flow. Aid agencies have welcomed the new measures, but say they're insufficient. Images of emaciated children have sparked global outrage. I'm Charles Diledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.